Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. A little bit hoarse today. Thank you for hanging in there with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Having a great visit with our good friend Josh Costell, the author of The Science of Sales Success. Josh, give us your website too, please.
It's MeasureMax, MeasureMax.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. We're talking about growing your business with part-time, commission-only salespeople that where everything that they cost you is tied to an incremental sale, right? It's tied to performance, tied to activity. There's nothing. There's no waste. There's no learning curve. There's no expense for, certainly less expense. You might agree to some things. You might help them out with some things. But we're talking about bringing on part-time commission salespeople. Should you have some kind of an agreement, some kind of a document that sort of makes sure that the IRS and that the person knows what the relationship is from your standpoint?
Yes, great point, Jim. We have a legal document that defines the relationship of the sales consultant that meets all the 1099 requirements. So, it's real important to do that. But what I'd like to just touch back on, I thought you brought up a great point, is that when you're looking for these commission-only salespeople, you may want to look, like you said, for retired people that were in sales but held the position of the customers you're selling to. It gives you a great opportunity, a very strong, a powerful opportunity.
And that works very well if you're in kind of a vertical industry, right? Where you find people who maybe they're still part of the community. They've got a reputation in that industry or something like that. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, absolutely. Like people that were in associations or trade organizations.
Right.
It's funny with Google and some of these other websites. I don't even know if there's really cold calling anymore.
Not much of that going on anymore. It's hard to get in. You don't just walk into people's offices anymore.
Right. Well,
you've got to have some kind of an entree of some kind anymore to get in to see the decision maker.
Exactly. Well, I always look at it like this way. If I really believe, I think it was Kevin Bacon, that whole theory that you're six removed from the Queen of England.
Right.
I figure I should only be one removed from some purchasing manager.
Right.
There's always someone that you should know. And that's the advantage of getting these people that have been in that industry, as you say.
So you're saying hire someone who's got industry experience of some kind, hopefully, rather than somebody brand spanking new who doesn't know anybody, who doesn't understand the industry, if you can't hire them first?
Right. It depends, Jim. Again, if you're doing a lot, I think the point you made up, whether you're a vertical market or you're, typically if you're in a service or a company that requires a lot of cold calls, sometimes it is better to get the young, eager person that's willing to just, make the 30 phone calls a day to see what happens.
Right.
Typically, the advantage of the more experienced or retired person is that they have a lot of contacts, typically, that they can fall back on. But I think the most important thing I think you highlighted a strong difference, is that if you're going to bring on a person, you really want to ask them, what would they do their first week? Who would they be calling on from their previous life?
Right.
And that will really give you an indication of, number one, one of the challenges you have is you don't want them claiming someone that you're doing business with already.
No, right. You've got to identify who. Although if they were able, you wouldn't make those people off limits. Just understand what a sale is considered.
Right.
If they take that guy to the next level in a way that you haven't been able to, or if they get into another part of the company or something like that, right?
Right.
It's just about communicating, getting it out there. But you're right, you cannot presume, you can't just turn them loose without any instructions.
Right. Again, I think the real interesting aspect right now of these times, the economic times, is that people are willing to do this. You know, and like you said, it gives you a bridge for a small business owner to really highly charge their selling efforts mm-hmm. without having to, you know, go out and be incurring a very significant expense on a monthly basis.
Mm-hmm.
It's really bearable more than fit.
What do you think about hiring somebody like that to come on, and somebody with that kind of seasoning to come on and sort of train or mentor your younger folks, and then find a way to split the business with them or compensate them in some way.
You know, it's again, you know, all options are on the table to look at someone that you say, you know, the challenge is always in the details, right? How are you going to measure success compared to what would normally be coming in without it? That's where I think the challenge comes in on that point.
Right. Hold on to that thought. Josh, we're going to take a quick break, folks. It's Tintail. Josh Costello is our guest. His book is called The Science of Sales Success, available wherever books are sold. His website is measuremax.com. Tintail, stay with us. That's all I've ever promised.
If you please. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.